The statistics are sobering. Opioid overdoses killed nearly 11,000 people in Illinois since 2008. Last year alone, that number was nearly 2,000, or twice the number of fatal car accidents. State officials estimate that number will continue to explode. The governor's opioid task force has been holding a listening tour around the state. A recent stop in Dixon reaffirmed that the issue hits both urban and rural populations.
In March of 2015, our small community of Dixon and Lee County had 3 overdose deaths from heroin within 10 days.
Danny Langloss is the current city manager of Dixon and the city's former police chief. After that wake-up call, officers initiated the Safe Passage Program. In exchange for turning in drugs at the police or sheriff's department, officers have created a direct pipeline to get that person into treatment. The person isn't arrested or charged with a crime.
The first goal was to help change and shape the way law enforcement views addiction. The second goal was to get people immediate access to treatment when they come in and they ask for help and they need help. And the third goal was to get the attention of state and federal lawmakers to really look at some changes in this system and in this process.
Lee County State's Attorney Matt Klon agrees that many of the people who abuse drugs are not an imminent threat to the community.
Right now I can tell you there are at least 2 people in Lee County Jail that I know should not be there. I just don't have an alternative. I don't have that tool right now.
Nikki Massini now works in the Lee County Public Defender's Office. She's been in recovery for more than a decade. At her worst, she told the panel, each day was a struggle as she and her then-boyfriend tried desperately to get high.
The physical part of addiction to heroin is just as big as the drug itself. If we didn't have the drug, we would shoot up water just to feel the needle.
Linda Wegner is the mother of a patient in recovery and volunteers with the Safe Passage Program. She says many things are needed to combat the crisis. For starters, she says shorter wait times to get into treatment.
More inpatient beds, closer than an hour and a half away, which is in rural Illinois, that's what we're facing. We need more local sober homes so people can transition to jobs and the community. We need fully funded Medicaid and not removing requirements for insurance companies to cover those essential services like substance use disorder and mental health disorders.
State Representative Tony McCombie told the panelists she wasn't comfortable bringing up the topic of legalizing marijuana, but acknowledged its potential to bring in more dollars to the state. Langloss, the former police chief, says it's a dangerous solution.
But I think we're sending the wrong message to our children when we continue to legalize drugs.
Wegner also shared hesitations with legalizing one drug to help solve abuse of another.
And especially when people use marijuana to mask something else, which is what they do.
Patrick Phelan is the CEO of the Sinisippi Centers, which offer outpatient services for mental health and substance use disorders in Carroll, Lee, Ogle, and Whiteside counties. He says whatever the task force comes up with, systemic solutions are needed.
This kind of initiative isn't sustainable forever just based on commitment and caring deeply about it. If the players change, if resources change, you know, one of the things I would like to, you know, appeal to all of us to think about is how do we support these efforts going forward? How do we institutionalize the kind of local grassroots efforts that we've got going here?
The listening tour has included stops in Woodstock, Decatur, Chicago, and Urbana. I'm Jenna Dooley.